The 1770 Festival, it's on this weekend. A great family weekend, and it's going to be showcasing some wonderful artists and talented artists as well. And the headline act, Troy Cassadaly. Welcome to the show, Troy.
Ammo, thank you very much, and good day to all your listeners. Oh, I'm excited to get up there. I really can't wait to play, and it's not often I get a chance to bring my daughter up to do a set as well. And She's playing as well, and she was offered a set to come up as well, and I said, you might as well come up and enjoy the beautiful sunshine. It's going to be great. It is so good that gigs are coming back, and I encourage people, even during all this COVID stuff we've had, which has really knocked everyone around. You know what it's made me realise is the fact that I love my job. So what people will see, mate, when they come along to this festival is just people that really appreciate playing live for you again. And
yes,
we just want people to come out and enjoy it.
I think there's going to be an absolute cracker of a crowd. I know I've spoken to many people over the past couple of weeks since we found out that you were the headline act. And they're heading up there, that's for sure. They're heading up there. And it's very special to see your daughter perform too.
Yeah, well, when I look at the lineup and I think to myself, well, I haven't ever seen a worksheet that says Jem Cassadaly and Troy Cassadaly on the same worksheet, you know, at a festival.
Yeah.
She's really, really proud of that, obviously playing in her own right, which is great.
Sure.
Not just doing an open act for Dad. And there's a few other artists as well, Pete Cullen and The Hurt, and we've got a band called The Vibe, which is a fantastic band from the Sunshine Coast. So we really are going to put it on for you. And we've got a lot of great old songs and a couple of new ones sprinkled through as well.
Well, you've got a new album.
Yeah, I've got a new album called The World Today, and obviously two or three songs from that will sprinkle throughout the whole set. But I think a lot of people really love hearing the old songs, the things we bring along with us that we've carried our whole career. So we're looking forward to sort of, you know, putting a set together that'll get everyone jumping around and also get them singing along. That's what we need, you know.
Last time I saw you was about 14, 15 years ago at the back of Mackay Baker's Creek, and you had the whole place pumping. We go back a fair way too. It's just like, oh, yeah, I've worked with Troy over the years, but then I worked it out. Oh, it's been 14 years.
I can't believe it's been that long, actually, mate. To be honest, I mean, time just flies. And,
does it?
And our kids sort of like, you know, my kids are 20 and 22 now, and suddenly I feel like I'm sort of, you know, one of the elder statesmen of country music, but we can still jump around and make sure people enjoy themselves.
Mm.
And to get an offer to come up and play this festival was fantastic, and obviously COVID buggered a lot of things around. So
yes,
we had to change from one year to the next, but mate, we're so ready. And,
yeah.
You know, one thing I have realised, I think, through this whole process is that music makes people happy. And
yep.
If there's one thing that it really will do, obviously when people come along, it'll definitely make them happy. And Link Phelps is also doing a set after me, and he rocks on into the night as well to get the people who want to do the late shift. They can sort of hang around for Link as well, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, mate, I look forward to seeing you down there for the 1770 Festival. Next weekend, I'm just having a look at the long-range weather forecast. Oh, 90% of heavy rain. No, sorry. Fine and sunny, blue skies, and temps around 15 degrees overnight and 25 during the day. You're not going to beat that.
Hey, listen, Emma, that's perfect weather for music. Live music is coming back, and I'm really, really proud to be a part of it. And thanks to all the organisers for getting me up there. It's part of Australia's history. And it's also a part of survival for our Indigenous people as well.
So that's true.
It's a big, big celebration for everyone, mate.
Yeah. Looking forward to it. It's my first one. And we'll catch up for no doubt a coldie or two, mate, either before you get up on stage or after.
It'll definitely be after. Because people deserve a better show than that. But I can't wait to get up there and play for everybody. And obviously, you know, like I say, playing music is something I took for granted for a while. Definitely won't be doing that at the 1770. I can't wait.
Yeah, good. All right, Troy, thank you very much.
Emma, a pleasure.